FM 90.3 WGTL, our friends The Waiting, talking about God being truly amazing on this Throwback Thursday, filled with songs of praise and thanksgiving. Good morning to you at 7:21.
It's going to be a windy one as we head into the weekend. Cloudy skies today and a chance of rain. High 51 tonight, looking similar with a low of 33. Friday, rain and potential snow showers early on, becoming all rain by the afternoon. Windy and a high of 41 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, windy and a high of 50. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, about 38 degrees. In Harrisburg, 39.
This morning, our very special guests, dad and daughter, Olivia and Zach Bauermaster, they are authors, and they brought us this cool book, Lemonade, Spreading Kindness, One Cup at a Time. Good morning again, friends.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. I love that this is a true story. I love that it's now a book. How has the book been received by your friends, your family, by the world in general?
It's been so well received. It's been very encouraging. It actually hit bestseller status on Amazon a stretch.
And just that's very cool.
Yeah, it was very fun. It's fun
that's
to see
no
that
small thing.
It's fun to see that banner that says bestseller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from our community as well, that book is dedicated to Quarryville and the Slanko community because of the amount of support they showed the kids during the lemonade stand. But they have been a huge support for the book as well. But then it's been so well received nationally, and we even saw there was a purchase in the United Kingdom. So that is very encouraging.
That's cool.
And now we've been doing author visits, so face-to-face or virtual. Last week we were with two schools in Illinois. We were with a school in California and a school in Kentucky, and we've one set up with a school in New Mexico.
So Olivia, when you do these author visits, like, what happens? Do people ask you questions? Do you give a little talk about the book? How's that work?
Yeah, so we introduce ourselves and then we talk about the book and then we talk about the lesson from the book, and then they're able, we look at pictures and then they're able to ask questions.
So what's some of the questions that you get from some of the students that you've had these talks with?
Yeah, we got a few questions about, like, so one of the questions was about, like, weather, like, what happens with your lemonade stand when it's raining, or we had...
How long did it take to write the book?
Right.
Yeah. Who drew the pictures?
Right.
And how did it start? How'd you get the idea? So the kids just ask really intriguing questions. Will you write another book?
Will the book be available at your lemonade stand this year?
Yes, so that has been a big question, and we are planning to do a lemonade stand the next summer, and we're going to do a big one where we sell the books and the lemonade.
I love you have shirts, too. Are the shirts available? Those are pretty cool. The cul-de-sac kids.
They're not available, but it was really neat. Some of those ideas from the book where Olivia drew the lemon that you often see with the smiley face in the
book. You drew that, Olivia?
She drew that. And it's neat to see that. And how cool is that for a kid? Something you draw on your notebook at home, and now you see it in a published book.
That has to be cool, right, Olivia?
That's a bestseller on Amazon.
How cool was that?
That was really cool.
So when you were talking with the person who illustrated that, did you say, hey, I'd like to use my lemon, or did they say that to you?
No, I did not say anything. And I just, when we got the proof copy, or like when we would flip through it on like a PDF and I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool.
And what's really neat is we were able to share real pictures from the lemonade stand with the illustrator. And then in the book, and this is a lot of people really appreciate, at the end of the book, we have some of the real pictures of the real cul-de-sac kids.
Yeah, I love that. I actually love that.
And that's just to really connect with the audience. Like, hey, kids, you can do this. Real kids did this. They made an impact. They saw a need within their community and really spread kindness through their works of compassion.
So did you count how many lemons you guys cut up and squeezed? That word is?
We did not, but that actually was another question. Like, did you keep track of how many you sold and all that stuff? But we tried to keep track of how many cups we sold, but it did not.
And I think I need to give a shout out to my wife, Carly, and Katie Lefevre, Liam and Carson's mom, for really helping to facilitate some of those sticky messes in the kitchens as they prepared for the lemonade stands.
Yeah, we're talking with Zach and Olivia Bauermaster. They've written the book Lemonade, Spreading Kindness, One Cup at a Time. So this book is available anywhere.
Yep, anywhere online.
Anywhere online. It is a bestseller on Amazon, or was for a bit.
And as we talk to schools, we really talk about this message of kindness. But when we talk to some private schools and Christian schools, we really share the message of the Good Samaritan. When you see a need, you know, you have the priest and Levite that cross on the other side of the road, but you have the Good Samaritan that sees the need and he goes to the need. So how can we encourage people to see that need within their local communities and really dive in and help out. Be God's hands and feet, serving as salt and light in the community.
So I guess the question I'd have if I was at one of these read-alongs with you guys is, Zach, I'd ask you, what did you learn from Olivia in making this book?
Something I've learned from Olivia, and I've really seen it even in not only when we were writing the book, but now that we've been going around talking to some schools, and I have a role where I'm a principal and I speak and I'm always on and having my speaker voice. But what I've really appreciated about Olivia is just how real she is and how authentic she is. And that's been encouraging me as I just told her that during the break, just really seeing how real she is.
Yeah.
The authenticity.
She is herself.
She's being herself.
I love that.
That's really encouraged me.
Olivia, how about you? What have you learned about your dad in making this book?
It's been really cool to go along the process of different things he's done before with his other books and like see how he does like his speaking roles and all that. So now I'm in those things.
Well, and my encouragement to you as one who used to have his kids come with him when I would go sing places is those times the two of you are in the car or you're spending those times together one-on-one, those don't always happen, especially in bigger families. So those are precious times that I think you'll look back and say, we did that together, just the two of us.
I appreciate you saying that. We had an event earlier this week on the way home. We stopped at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And I just saw her in the back seat and I looked at her. I said, am I just your limo driver now?
So yes.
Just enjoying those car rides together.
What? You didn't realize that before?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, this book, Lemonade, Spreading Kindness, One Cup at a Time, Story About the Cul-de-Sac Kids, is available everywhere. Go to ZachBauermaster.com if you want to get more information as well. And guys, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
We
Great
loved
time.
Having you. We wish you the most success for your book, and we want to give one away.
Yeah, we're going to give away Lemonade, Spreading Kindness, One Cup at a Time by Zach Bauermaster and his daughter, Olivia Bauermaster. Not only is the message so inspiring, the story is so great, but it feels, the texture is amazing, and they got to choose that too. So if you want the book, call now, 717-392-3690. Caller number 4 will win Lemonade. Call now, 717-392-FM90.
In the meantime, we're back to our Throwback Thursday of praise and Thanksgiving songs. Here's Amy Grant. Sing your praise to the Lord. FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.